Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, yesterday we actually had senior editor Tim Brown taking the show over, interviewing the gentleman that we had on there yesterday because we thought it was that valuable, the information given unto you concerning Extortion 17. Again, we know it's another cover-up. Some people believe it was a trade-off. And this information coming from the inside out. Another scandal, folks. Yes, indeed it is. And we can see what's happening in our country on a daily basis because of what the American people are tolerating. There's no better way of saying it. There's no other truthful way of actually telling the truth to the people outside of giving people the truth. And that's exactly what needs to be given today in this day and age. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio. The two pages interact. They work together. And both of them are second to none, friends. Go ahead and check them out. Brand new website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Give us your feedback as well. Do let us know what your thoughts are. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And you can also go over to Facebook. It is BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, we get 211,000 people interacting on a daily basis, and that is growing. That is organic growth, my friends. So in saying that, we applaud you. We high-five you on a daily basis because we cannot do this independently one of another, friends. God can so choose to do whatever he chooses to do, and we'll go along with that plan. But the bottom line is we, the people in this country, has meaning, and I want to stick to the plan as to what our forefathers established over 239 years ago. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And why is that? Because of what we're based on and who gave us the rights in which we have. And everybody in the world, for the most part, knows it. We are a Christian nation ruled by the God of the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. Also, want to let you know that the phone lines will be open for the next 1 hour. 1 hour, folks. So that means don't call in during the last 15 minutes like most people do on any given day. Why, I don't know, but I suppose people probably just get, you know, wound up at that point where they just want to weigh in at that particular time. But if you'd like to call in, the earlier the better. Stick to the topic. What we're going to be talking about today is this one thing, just this one thing, said Jesus to the rich young ruler. One thing you lack. I love the topic. Before we get to that, though, friends, what I want to do is give you that phone number. It's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I just wanted to kind of highlight some things over on sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get going here. But I had a couple thoughts. Today we've seen ISIS drowning soldiers now. If they're not setting them on fire or if they're not putting explosives onto their head and blowing them up. Isn't it interesting, the technology that they're using? It looks so Hollywood. doesn't it? Isn't it interesting? And isn't it interesting, friends, that they're magnifying the atrocities committed by America's enemies? How come the American people and the American press are not actually magnifying the law concerning the crimes of our enemy? But see, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to move through the fear of consequence and the fear of man. And we all know how that works. Firstly, we don't take counsel from our fears, number one, because we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And secondly, friends, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. So I ask you, who do you fear? Because when you fear the face of God, friends, I want to tell you what, this stuff encourages you to deal with your enemy. But again, here we have it to the state-controlled media, highlighting the crimes of ISIS because they want you to submit. At all costs, friends, they want you to submit. And what they're doing is they're using mind control tactics to try to get you to submit to those. So they want to show you today ISIS killing out some soldiers. And isn't it interesting, friends? I heard firsthand from individuals in North Carolina that were overseas in the Middle East that actually seen with their own eyes supplies being given to ISIS by the American military. Now, why would that possibly be happening, friends? And who does our, who does the president of these United States of America call on that? If you don't want to, that's okay too. But the bottom line is, who does he support more than the Muslims, friends? He doesn't. As a matter of fact, he was just entertaining his Muslim brothers and sisters concerning Ramadan just a couple days ago. So here we have it again, friends. It's time for you to wake up. The enemy is within, not without. Saying that, let's jump over to the topic of Bruce Jenner. We see that the state-controlled media wants to pervert all comprehension. They want to confound. They want to confuse the younger generation because they want to rule arbitrarily. When you're looking at what's going on through the gay agenda, through the transgender, folks, just wherever you want to go with this, I told you from the very get-go that these people are not ruled by law, and we can see nothing's good enough for them, friends. The only thing that's going to be good enough is at the end, of the course, friends, either you're going to be destroyed with those that you tolerate, or you're going to deal with those that are attempting to destroy your society lawfully. Okay? And folks, no one's talking about hurting anybody. We're just simply trying to tell you to wake up that these people are not ruled by law. And by the way, it is the face of those that are using the Bruce Jenners of the world that mean to rule over you. And just find out who wants to rule over you. We'll find out what you can't talk about or what they don't want you to talk about. Well, there you have it. Speaking of Bruce Jenner, I know he wants you to call him Caitlyn, but it's interesting. There was a tweet sent out just 2 days ago concerning his a Father's Day gift and how he was with his family. Now he's a man again, friends. Now, he wants you to believe that he's a woman, but he's a man again because it's Father's Day. Talking about confusion, and folks, this is what they want you to buy. But I'm here to tell you, buy the truth and sell it not. And folks, again, hold these people responsible because they are sick in the mind, to say the least. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Pope's New Inquisition. You can't make guns and call yourself a Christian. Boy, it seems like he's going right along with the state-controlled narrative, huh? Right along with Barack Hussein Obama in so many different ways. Isn't that interesting that he's calling for a new world order? Just like the Bushes, and just like the Chinese, and just like the Russians, all at the same time. What could possibly be going on? Folks, 300,000 Christians gather together to combat the Antichrist attack against the family. So America, listen to what's happening in other countries. They are not tolerating what these behind the scenes are attempting to get you to tolerate. It's time to stand up and deal with crimes, folks. Take a quick break here. Sons of Liberty
Radio. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, trying to jam as much information as I can into this 1 hour. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Oof, where rights come from matters. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The Confederate flag isn't about slavery, but the homo fascist rainbow flag is. Of course it is. Where rights come from matters. I'm highlighting that on purpose. Again, check this out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama administration lied again. Wow. Jonathan Gruber played major role in Obamacare. This is old news, but it's surfacing again, friends, to show you that Obamacare is contrived. It's unconstitutional, therefore unlawful. Read Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution once again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Warren Buffett. Oh, my gosh, folks. There's so much information. You just got to go on. There are so many articles that has been highlighted and added to the website on a daily basis. Hidden video, Democrats endorse polygamy based on same-sex marriage arguments. Folks, you need to understand, again, you're dealing with people that are not ruled by law. Federal court, Second Amendment right is reason for cops to detain you. Just incredibly, incredibly backwards. Clinton Foundation whistleblower threatened with legal action. If you've not taken the time to look at Clinton Chronicles, do so. It's online. It's very eerie to watch, but it's all factual coming from the inside out. Clinton Foundation whistleblower threatened with legal action. Obama just the other day said other advanced nations don't have mass violence. Keep in mind, this is the criminal in the White House that has voted in favor of abortion over 242 times from his seat in Senate, where he mysteriously served for 142 days and then he became the president of the United States of America. Isn't that interesting how that worked, friends? Just kind of got right in through there. Nobody knows who he is or where he came from. But that's just theory, Bradley. How's that theory working out for you, America? Curious. Sons of Liberty Media, it is not that liberals are ignorant. They just know a lot of things that aren't so. Trans whatever, sonsoflibertymedia.com. America, the confused. Apparently you can't grow up and be anything you want to be. anything. Oh, I'm sorry, you can. You can grow up and be anything you want to be. Interesting. The Culling of Humanity, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then you can see Michelle Obama with the burqa on, because Obama, his wife, Michelle Obama, sees herself in British Muslim women. Isn't that where the Muslims are basically beginning to conquer that country? They disarm them. They advocate all these other things that are happening in America. And then they're stuck with the fact that they've been infiltrated. And aren't we seeing that today in America today? Yeah, Idaho, thousands of radical Muslims. You see Sunnis coming in now, and we're seeing them being spread across the United States. Oh, on purpose. It's not just happening by accident, friends. Oh, no. But again, you know what's interesting, a side note, is I know people out there, they love to be scared. They love to talk about what's going on concerning the end times or conspiracy theory, as the state-controlled media would have you believe. And they love those reporters that just tell you the government's doing this and the government's doing that and the government's doing this and the government's doing that. And friends are failing to teach you the fact that you are the government and those things are happening in your country because you fail to do nothing concerning those corrupt that are in your government. They don't want you to know that. They just want to fear-monger. They want to make money off your fear. And instead of teaching you the fear of God, again, they teach you the fear of consequence. But they always want to predict. Have you ever noticed this? They always want to predict what might be coming down the line. Maybe this fall, concerning 2015, a couple of these guys are making predictions. What might happen this fall? Now, I know they've been doing this for years. I understand all this. And yes, I understand things are getting worse. But friends, really what they're doing, without knowing that they're being used for God's purposes, they are highlighting God's judgment. And if you ever wonder why I'm always going back to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, because if you want to know, I say those things because if you want to know where we are at prophetically, folks, God already told you, verbatim, to the very step as to where we're at. We can see things transpiring because of leaving off God's commandments, because the American people have wickedly departed from the living God. That's why we are where we're at today. But they don't teach you the fear of God, where men depart from evil, which is the beginning of wisdom. No. They teach you the fear of consequence. And folks, that's not a good place to put yourself. And these people are paralyzed by fear of man and consequence rather than by the fear of God, a filial, healthy fear as a son or a daughter to their heavenly father by obeying and keeping the commandments of the Lord. And that's what we want to get back to. But anyways, friends, saying all that to say this, let's get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and visit the page, friends. Again, there's just a plethora of topics going on across the country right now. And I also want you to understand that we're giving it to you in a way where others will not. We're giving you the information as to how to right the wrongs, not just telling you what the wrongs are. Cool? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, I want to get over to this really quick because I want you to hear this. And this is what I want to leave you with, because we hear this all the time that, you know, I just seen it yesterday. God loves you and God has a wonderful plan for your life. And I always look at these people and say to them, can you show me in scripture where Jesus ever said he loved anybody? And because they don't know the scriptures, that's why they're parroting things from their pastor who doesn't know scriptures for the most part. And I want people to understand that Jesus in scripture nowhere, never once told his apostles or anybody that he ever loved them. 1-866-233-0747. You'd like to contend with me on that. 1-866-233-0747. Now, I do have a question for you. Jesus does love you. I do want you to know that. Through an exhibition of what's in his heart. Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us. So love is in demonstration, not in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. That's why after the radio show is over with, right before I bring forth a conclusion or consummation, I always say 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, not by what we say. See ya. I'm trying to get you to understand that real love is always exhibited. It's always through demonstration. Jesus never told anybody that he loved them. He showed them how much he loved them through the cross experience, the passion of the Christ on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. So what I want to do is I want to talk about the heart of love. Okay, really quick. And it's not cheesy. There's pith and marrow in this message. When you go to Leviticus 19:17, it says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in your heart. You're not to hate your brother. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Sin is the transgression of God's moral law. So when you violate God's moral law, Exodus 20, you are violating the law. Now I want you to keep in mind too, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus told his apostles to go forth and preach. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, did he walk around saying, hey, I love you and I have a wonderful plan for your life? No, you can't find that in Scripture anywhere. You can find it contrasted to what I just got done saying over and over and over and over again through the cross experience to those that understand what real love is through an exhibition or demonstration. But love worketh no ill. Love owes our neighbors the truth. And keep in mind, hate does not tell the truth. Love does that. Now, I also want you to understand that God gave his moral law because he loves, not because he hates. And those that love their freedom found in Christ, we're always going to do the same things that Christ did. We emulate the Christ. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Now, what did he do? Well, he magnified the law of God. Remember what he said in Matthew 5? I can go back to the Old Testament and the New. Isaiah 40, read that when you get a moment. I'm sorry, Psalm 40 when you get a moment. And then going over to the New Testament, friends, you'll find that he was constantly magnifying the law. Because in Matthew 5, he said, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill. Not one jot nor one tittle in any wise. The smallest part of the law shall pass away until all be fulfilled. So how is it that we've separated law and love today? I remember years ago, he was a little bit before my time. I was a little guy, so I didn't really know a whole lot about Keith Green. But if you guys remember the musician Keith Green from the 70s and 80s, he was taught to separate God's law from love, which is absolutely ridiculous. And why he fell for that, I have no idea, because that's unscriptural. Maybe it's because he didn't understand that Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision to those that were broken by the law. It could be that. And you need to understand, friends, that we are the Gentiles. That's why Paul was raised up to preach to us. Read 1 Timothy 7:1-7. Now, going over to 2 Timothy, now keep in mind, Jesus, his message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you can't preach repentance towards God without first making what? Reference to his law. It's like when a cop pulls you over for speeding. The first thing he does is points his finger to the law and says, you have violated that law. So he's bringing forth repentance through your breaking of that law. Same thing in spiritual things. Romans 3:20 says, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's what the Holy Ghost uses to bring forth godly sorrow. Okay? We're going to pick this up right when I come back on 2 Timothy 3:16. Interesting stuff, folks, but it's a great perspective. It really is.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime, friends, 1-866-233-0747. Laying down a premise, friends, of the Jesus loves you gospel. It's not there, friends. Can't find it. And I can't find it because I've been through this Bible over and over and over and over and over again, and I can't find it. And I'm trying to figure out where these people pull this from. It's a spirit of Antichrist is what it is, and it's a crossless love. It actually stands in strong and direct contradiction of what real love is. You know, like, for example, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. Today you would call that love, but keep in mind he betrayed the Son of Man. And yet Scripture tells us in Proverbs 27 that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. See, where's the love? Was Jesus wrong? When Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees in Matthew 23, was that love? Of course it was love, because his message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Was it love when he was actually healing the woman that had the issue of blood? Of course. Was it love when he blew Lazarus out of the grave in John 11? Absolutely. Was it love when he was preaching repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Of course it was. So everything Jesus did, because God is love, right? Everything Jesus did was motivated by love. And also keep in mind, he was motivated by the Holy Spirit, not the defiled spirit, okay? And what was his purpose? To come into the world and seek and save that which is lost, okay? So anyways, and a lot of people don't know they're lost. You know, a lot of people do know they're lost, but a lot of people don't know they're lost until you actually show them the map. And then once you show them the map, they're like, oh, whoa, I'm way off course. Yes, that map is the Bible, friends. That's exactly right. When you read in the book of Peter, it says, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth. Remember, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. It was Jesus that said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, going back to John 14:6. But keep in mind, it says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, not a counterfeit love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. And also keep in mind, friends, let's interject and lace this conversation with the fact that we were all redeemed through the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without spot or without blemish. Okay? Want to get the blood in there. But now here we have it. It says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Wow, that's interesting. Because when I think of love again, it's interesting how people love to go back to 1 Corinthians 13 and say, well, you know, love, just sloppy, lascivious, carnal love, which is not love. They equate love today according to man's fallen nature rather than to Christ's risen nature. Yes, that's where Christ meets you there at the cross. But do keep in mind, friends, that love is not sloppy. When we look at our military and we see how much a lot of them, well, you know, which one didn't sacrifice themselves, John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brethren. When we look at our military, we understand how much they love our country. We understand how much they love their God, their people, and their country in that order, friends, because of their willingness to sacrifice themselves fighting the enemy and combating the enemy at every step to ensure that we have freedom tomorrow. Now keep in mind, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And also keep in mind that it was Jesus that said, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Free from what? Free from sin. Not free in sin, because keep in mind, in Matthew 1:21, he came into the world to deliver his people from what? From their sins. I love that. I really do love that. Now I want to go over here and I want you to hear this really carefully, because it talks about in Romans, I really do love this. It talks about in Romans how love is to be without dissimulation. In other words, under false pretense. Let love be without dissimulation. And listen to what he says right after that in Romans 12. Let love be without dissimulation, a false covering, false pretense, and abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Man, that sounds like Psalm 97 in the very throne of God in so many different ways. Now, let me go back over to Romans 13, and I'm going to get to this, friends. I'm sorry, I'm looking at three different pages in front of me, but this is just kind of coming up in my heart. That's why I got the word open to me, and I'm just like diving around. It's like, okay, Lord, I'll go there. But now going over to 1 Corinthians 13, how everybody talks about love. Isn't it interesting that the Bible tells us that love rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness? And isn't it also interesting that Jesus said in Matthew 7 that many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Lord, Lord, have we not cast out devils in your name? Lord, Lord, haven't we done this and that and the other thing? And Jesus said to him, yeah, he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. But he's going to look at those that don't understand what I'm saying right now. And he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of what? Iniquity, lawlessness. Folks, the love of many waxeth cold today because of what? Lawlessness. It's not love to look at the radical homosexuals and say, oh, that's acceptable. That's cool, man. We'll accept you as you are. Yeah, that's true. But when you come into the church, yeah, you come as you are. But you leave as you are changed, and you come back as you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't let the radical homosexuals come into the church and set the tone as to how the gospel is going to be preached from that point on. But that's what we're again seeing in the pulpits and from the pulpits in America today. Why? Because they don't understand what real love exhibits. They don't have it in their hearts. They say they do, but they're the first ones. For example, case in point, we were just in Michigan last week. You know who was protesting us, friends? The churches were. It's their job to protest what God condemns, not advocate what God condemns, but they call it love. And you know what they're doing? They're actually trying to label real love with the label and definition of hate. When in fact, it's not hate, again, that tells the truth. It's the love that does that. Now, this is what I want to go to, because I think it's really important for people to catch this. As a matter of fact, I used to preach this all the time. And the reason I'd preach it all the time is because it's applicable here. And people need to understand this. And this is a love that, again, counters what you're being taught through society today. You're seeing a love of a carnal nature, lascivious, carnal love. The world delivers you. And no matter what, in a false grace, in a false fear, and I'm talking about the fear of the Lord, which that's pretty much MIA, missing in action today. But it's the spirit of the world that wants to change the church today instead of the church changing the world. And yet now the church is being dispossessed, or possessed, I should say. The professed church is. Well, the world is setting the standard. And again, it's not their job to do that. But let's go over to Mark 10 real quick. It says this. It says, and when he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him and said, good master, this is the rich young ruler talking to Jesus. He said, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? This is the first thing Jesus replied with. He said, Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God. He said, you know the commandments. By the way, friends, read Romans 13. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Jesus said, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered him and said unto him, trying to justify himself, master, all of these things have I observed from my youth. Trying to justify himself, friends. Then Jesus, looking upon him, loved him. Listen to what Jesus said. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing you lack. Friends, did you hear what Jesus said? Looking on him whom he loved and said, one thing you lack. Now, friends, it's the one thing that you lack is the very thing that's going to tow you into hell. And yet Jesus loves enough to tell the people prophetically exactly what it is that's holding them back from entering in to the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But he tried to justify himself like so many do today. Matter of fact, the prophetic voice has been shut down by the professed church. If someone is to prophesy in a AG church, I've witnessed this firsthand, they're to go pass it by an interpreter before they're to prophesy what's in their heart. See, they're okay with people prophesying, and I've heard it, friends. Oh, I love you, children. I love you, saith the Lord. Oh, I love you. I love you. I've got this all in hand. Don't worry about it, children. I've got it all in hand. I'm on the throne. Don't worry about what you need to do. I'm making the way as I did with the children of Israel. Oh, friends, I've heard it. And it sickens me because nowhere in Scripture can you find God saying that. He loved his people and he loves his people through a demonstration. But notice when the prophetic always drops, it always comes to do what? To reprove, to correct, to instruct in righteousness. And by the way, that doesn't just apply to the prophetic or the apostolic. It applies to the teacher and the evangelist and the pastor. But why don't we ever hear that? Yet all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God to do just those things. And yet when you teach the church to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, or Joe, Tom, Dick, or Harry on the street, all of a sudden you're hating on them. Man, they're listening to the immoral. They're listening to the message of the fallen, carnal man. Not the risen Christ who loves to warn. And he warns because he loves. Where is love, friends? Man, I'll tell you what, how many times I sit down with people and they tell me about how bad everything is, and I got to look at them and say, you know what? Everything is as bad as it is today because you refuse to point the finger and show them your love. You refuse to fight the good fight of faith, yet you want to sit there and cast out to the people how much you love them when love is the very thing that's missing.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about the rich young ruler and talking about real love. And again, what the message is to the church given by Christ, the Great Commission. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And everybody's doing just the exact opposite. And the reason they do that is because they don't love. They're afraid of the consequence. And I want to also have you understand, friends, and understand this next point. They don't tell people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because they themselves have never repented. And there's no question about it. What again is missing here is love in the equation. I'm giving you the experience of Christ in Mark chapter 10, where he looked at the rich young ruler and he made reference and he said, you know, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor your father and your mother. And the rich young ruler, what did he want to do? He wanted to justify himself. He said, I've observed all of these things from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, looking upon him, he loved him, the Bible says, and said unto him, one thing you lack. Jesus went right to the heart, and he said, go sell all that you have, give to the poor, is what he says, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And you know what the Bible says, friends? Just like so many in America today, because this is what they turn their shoulders to. They turn their ears. They will have none of it, friends. They will have none of real love. You know, if your kid is playing out in the middle of a busy street, let's say he's 3, 4, 5 years old, real love tells him to get out of that street, right? That's exactly right. Now, if a little child understands that kind of love, why is it that the adults don't understand that love? And see, you have a criminal government and a criminal church today because the people themselves have not repented and they don't understand what real love is. Because if they understood what real love was and is, they would drop the law on the crimes of those that are violating, those that paid the price to give us what we have today. They wouldn't tolerate it. And by the way, so would the church. The church would not tolerate sin in the body of Christ whatsoever, because they understand real holiness. They understand real love. They understand real grace and the fear of the Lord, and by it men depart from evil. See, that's all gone now, friends. That's all gone. But isn't it interesting? Jesus, looking on him, loved him and said unto him, "One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me." And the rich young ruler, he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I've never seen on the top of a hearse a luggage rack. You know, Paul said, one thing's for certain, we came into the world naked and we're going to leave naked. We have nothing. We brought nothing in and we're going to bring nothing out. He was sad at the saying. And Jesus looked around about in front of his disciples, by the way, and said unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were just astonished at his word. But Jesus answered and said unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?" Because we know that riches delivereth not in the day of wrath. And I also want you to understand that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. Let me end this today, and I'm going to bring this up tomorrow, and I'm going to show you how love intertwines not without the cross, but with the cross and the fulfilling of the law to grace. Okay? Isn't it interesting that Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God? And then he also said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Jesus was teaching them real grace, friends, because we know Scripture tells us where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. What do we see in America today? Sin abounding. Then you have to ask the question, friends, then where's the grace? Yet that's all we hear from the professed church in America today is grace this. Do what you want to do. I'm not perfect, just forgiven. Grace happens, but they don't understand it. They've never partook with the Christ. They've never took with his crucifixion, his baptism, or his resurrection. And that's why they're okay with the things going the direction that they're going today, because they're not born of the Spirit of God. And again, friends, we're going to get to this tomorrow. And I want to say this, and I've said it before, and I want to say it again, and I want you to hear me clearly. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Lose the world and gain your soul. For where your heart is, there will your treasure also be. And that's really the truth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Is it a fact? Yep, I didn't say it. God, that is not a man that he should lie, said it. And his word will not return void, Isaiah 55, without doing that which he caused it or wants it to do and prospering its very purposes. So we're going to pick this up again tomorrow. So we're going to talk about Jesus loves you, gospel. And I'm going to go right to Scripture, and then I'm going to go right to Paul. And I want to show you again, friends, that nowhere in Scripture. And I do want to give you the definition and exhibition of love. And Jesus again said, friends, "As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent." And what is the message that America will not listen to today? That very thing. And what they're doing is they're being taught by the immoral debased that kind of love is hate, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth.
That's exactly right. Boy, I'm writing an article on that right now, titled it "The True Love, the New Hate," which seems to be be the theme all across the boards here in America. Great stuff here today on the radio show. It's gold nuggets of truth, and that's what I love. It's those things that really feed your heart, feed your mind, and feed your spirit, man. And you can go on and bring forth this message to those around you. So I would just like to say for those of you that are listening, you feel like, listen, when I listen to the Sons of Liberty, I get fed, spiritually speaking. This is the kind of thing that I'm not getting out in churches that I go to today or this, that, and the other. I feel like I'm really getting fed by the Word of God, and that's what we want to do is equip people to go out there and do the same thing. And if you want to be a part of supporting that to be able to make sure that this message reaches across America even more, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button says become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you faithfully support the ministry what you can every single month, and that really helps us to be able to go out and seek and save that which is lost, fulfilling the Great Commission without worrying about all the things back at home that typically you have to make sure are sustained and upkept. So we have to make sure that we do this, and we cannot do what we do without your support. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. There's different levels of membership. You can choose the one that's best for you and feel great about what you're doing to bring this message of black and white, unadulterated truth to the masses. Also, I'd like to point out the fact that maybe if you can't give every month and you like to make a one-time donation, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says donations gratefully received. You can make a tax-deductible donation anytime, anywhere. We do gratefully receive those donations as they help us further message across this nation. I also want to point out, too, for those of you who have not seen our facelifted site, the Sons of Liberty Radio site, click on that and check out the store. We've got so many great things in our store. I also want to highlight our product of the week this week, which is our One Nation Under God Freedom is Not Free t-shirt. We all know that we have the 4th of July coming up here celebrating Independence Day, celebrating all those who have fought, bled, and died to give us our freedom. Great way to honor them over this time. And every day is this One Nation Under God t-shirt reminding folks that freedom is not free. It wasn't something that was just given to us without sacrifice. No, it was blood bought. Check that out. You sons and daughters of liberty out there get 25% off the product of the week every week by calling 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And one more thing I'd like to share with everyone. For those of you who would like to bring this message to your area, you say, hey, I would like to book Bradley Dean. We are now booking into the fall time into November. So for those that say, listen, oh, this would be a great thing to bring to my church, my tea party, my school, my university, any place, you name it, we're happy to go in. Please do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, and you can find out more about how you can change and impact your own community.
While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of our Christian religion, to the distinguished character of patriot, which means to uphold thine laws. It should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of Christian.
Amen.
President George Washington.
Who would know better than him?
I love it. I love it. I love it. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, read it. By this our hearts are assured before him, because of what we do, not because of what we say. Again, remember, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. How about we honor him with our faith and do the things that he's called us to do because we love him? John 3:18, love you by what we do. We will talk to you in exactly 23 hours, and aside of that, friends, what we'll do is we'll pick it up from there. And again, what we're going to talk about is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is unscriptural. Get your pastors and your church leaders to listen to this message and call in and challenge what we're actually sharing directly from the scriptures. Love you by what we do. See ya. Talking 23. See ya. See ya. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.